Welcome to News You Could Use with Northern Oklahoma College. With me today is Dr. Frankie Woodblack. How are you today?
I'm doing great today.
Dr. Woodblack, tell us what's happening in the world of process technology.
Well, we've got some exciting things happening in our process technology program. We've had our process technology program that's been lasted for several years now. We normally call it PTEC. It's been going on since the early 2000s, where we've been working with our processing industries. Those are the refiners, the natural gas processors, Coke industries, those folks that have been in that traditional manufacturing processing type environment. Mm-hmm. We typically have about 24 students per year that are going through that program. And it's a program that you come to an NOC for 2 years and then you can go immediately into work. So that's our historic program, but we also have a brand new program out there as well that we're looking with our wind energy, because wind energy in our counties and our service area has become extremely important. And everybody's seen the new windmills come up. And so we've been looking at how we can get people ready for that workforce as well.
Okay. I was going to say, yeah, I see a lot of those, and they seem like they're harvesting them. They keep popping up everywhere. I know there's a lot of jobs available out there. Can you tell me what kind of jobs a student that goes through that program can get?
Well, in our both either program, whether it be process technology or the wind program, a lot of them are going to go out and work in the maintenance type fields. So they're going to be working with rotating equipment. They'll be working with equipment, getting those, doing the repairs. So it doesn't matter which type of field that they would be going in. That's an entry-level position for a lot of our students. In the wind farms, they're getting more electrical type of experience instead of just the traditional mechanical experience. But we've also had that electrical side in our traditional process technology program. But the wind farms, you know, one of the big things is they're going to have to climb. And so that is an issue for some folks going up into those wind towers. But it's also just a different industry that we're looking at and trying to provide. We're working with our wind energy partners. There are several companies in the area, and they've been working with us. And both of our programs, their primary instructors are folks that are in that industry. So whether they are working on the wind side, you're going to hear from the wind people that are currently in those professions right now. If you're on the processing side, it's our process folks that have been out in the refineries and the natural gas plants that are working with the business.
So what kind of skills would a student possibly need to learn or maybe bring with them as they come into this program?
Well, as our part of our Associates of Applied Science degree that we provide some of that general education. So they're going to have to do anything like you'd work on any job. Those communication skills are essential. But we also do some of the basic science. In the refineries, you've got to understand, you know, a little bit of the chemistry that's going on, a little bit of the physics that's going on. So we get that solid foundation of the science that we're working with. But then they're working with the actual people that are in the industry. So in our traditional PTEC program, we have an equipment class that they take. We have an instrumentation class that they take where they are getting experience with the instrumentation that's being used, understanding what instruments are out in the plant that they're monitoring with. Same on the wind side, just a little bit different because they're dealing with electricity. Their instrumentation is going to be a little bit different.
Sure.
And so we're doing a lot more about how the systems fit. Both degree programs will have a class that's based on systems. One of our new classes that we're working with right now on the wind is how does that electrical generation come in and how does it go in with the infrastructure and the grid? And that's really important in our area because everybody's been talking about infrastructure. Well, the grid is huge infrastructure. And so we work with the students so that they understand how it goes from the wind tower through the system and into the electricity that people have in their homes.
Okay, very good. How do students get into the program?
Well, for the wind program right now, it's fairly open. If they're interested in the wind program, all they have to do is contact me at NOC, and you can contact me through the website. All my contact information is on the NOC website. Our process technology program, because it is a very established program, we do have an application process for that. They can go to the NOC website, type in the letters PTEC for PTEC, and it takes you directly to the application. We review those applications once per year. And that application deadline is March 15th. And we do it for the following fall because there are 8 core classes that the students have in order to get through their process technology program. But in both programs, we are seeing students get hired, which is one of the really nice things about these programs. Mm-hmm. In fact, some of our WIND students have already been hired and they haven't even completed the program yet. They're actually out in the WIND farms working. We have a lot of students that are working as contract type students at the various facilities that hire our process technology people. And we typically have students get hired right out of the program into the processing industries. Our students have been hired by Phillips 66. They've been hired by Coke. They've been hired by Conestoga Energy, One Oak, the various city operations, as well as the Oklahoma Municipal Power Authority. So it does give you those hands-on skills that people need to go out and get a job.
All right. Sounds great. Anything else?
Yeah, we want to talk about one of the things that we've been hearing about with the WIND is we have some students that say, well, I think I'd be interested in the WIND program, but I hear they have to travel. Well, and then part of that is the age of that particular industry in our area. So what was happening when they were building the WIND farms in the area, they were bringing people from out of state because we just didn't have that workforce base here. Mm-hmm. And now they're actually hiring people that they really want to stay here. Now, if you want to travel, that's a whole different story. But they're looking, we've been talking with our WIND farm partners, they would rather prefer to have people that want to stay in the area, be with the WIND farms that are here. Because when our three major counties or the counties that we're all working with around northern Oklahoma, that's Kay County, Garfield County, the county around Enid, you just see the wind farms. They've just exploded in our area. And they're going to be here for the next 20, 25 years because that's the life of these farms. And those are going to continue to move on. So we know that the people will be able to stay in the area if that's what they want. If they do want to travel and move, they can.
Okay, so lots of options and lots of possibilities out there with the entire industry
right.
We've got going on. So if anyone wants more information or wants to contact Dr. Frankie Woodblack, go to the college website, just look up your name, mm-hmm. and all your information is there, and the application is there under PTEC. So, all right. Well, Dr. Woodblack, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Wonderful, and hoping to see people that come in, and there's always classes they can take, whether or not they're in the program or not.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.